Amanda, and it's 2011.
Woo! And we're drinking champagne.
And we're making champagne mimosa.
Yeah.
Because that's how we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. birthday.
Yeah. Podcasting and mimosas.
That's right.
I'm sure he's rolling over in his grave right now.
Yes.
We both have just had so much going on.
Yeah.
That...
really, you know, life got in the way of my...
pastime, my podcasting.
Podcasting and viewing pleasure, and I don't appreciate that, however. I would like to give a shout-out to my friend Rachel, who's a longtime listener, and she wins the award for Best Car Accident of 2010. Let's not do that again, shall we?
Yeah.
But I hope you feel better and get well soon.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You know, and I was... because I actually went to Hawaii the last... couple weeks too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an iPad now, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to watch Young and the Restless on my iPad while
there. Yeah. Oh, that would
you can't, great. Because it doesn't have Flash Player, and so was like...
not cool.
Yeah, so I had all these, like, ample hours to sit and watch Young and the Restless, and then couldn't, so then when I got home...
okay. I was surprised when you said that you had to marathon this weekend to catch up, and
yeah.
I was like, well, what the hell have you been doing in
yesterday,
Hawaii the last
I watched,
couple
like, 20 hours.
That is dedication.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so between the two of us, we should be pretty spotty and vague.
Yeah, because the last time we podcast, I think, was right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a while. So we're just kind of...
we're going to do the best we can.
We're going to graze over some things that maybe aren't super pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell I've been drinking a little champagne.
Yeah, champers. It's okay.
What should we start with, then?
Well, let's start with Daisy coming back.
And she was pregnant.
And she was pregnant, and she was...
We
knew Daniel was the dad, and there was a big, you know, debate going on. Where should she be? Should she be in the hospital? Should she be in jail? And for some reason, Phyllis got into her head that she couldn't have Daniel's baby in jail, and got her out of jail and had her come in and move in with her, which I thought was the stupidest damn thing I had heard of in a while.
Agreed, and it only lasted like a day.
Yeah.
Because then Summer came over with Nick or somebody unannounced, and then you've got like Daisy next to Summer, and all of a sudden Phyllis' head looks like it's going to explode.
Right, rightfully so.
And I think Daniel was with her, and Daniel realized, and...
we can't do this. You gotta get out of this house.
Yeah, it was like,
safe.
Fine, I'll take Daisy. And if I was Lauren, I think I would have just killed everyone. Because it was
and
like...
rightfully so.
I mean, like, if a judge had to approve Daisy living with Phyllis and it was this big deal...
how come all of a sudden she's able to just move over to Daniel's? Yeah, I had wondered about that.
In that crappy little apartment with a fire escape, and it just seemed like a whole lot of mess.
Yeah, yeah, it was not good. It was dumb.
So then while Daisy's at Daniel's, it seems like anybody can come visit her.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless if there's, you know, a bodyguard at the door or whatever.
Or had any cause to visit her.
Yeah, so Jana kept kind of waltzing in, and Jana's
nuts. She is awesome. I'm loving the Jana character right now. I think she's great when she's nuts.
Pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, she's really intense, and that kind of fun crazy that I've always loved.
Yeah.
You know?
She was a lot less fun when she was like a do-gooder.
Yeah, it was boring. It was like, everyone can be a do-gooder.
Now she's...
and when she was a preschool teacher, now she's crazy again. It's like, yay!
So she basically convinced Daisy that there's no way Daisy's gonna raise that baby in jail.
No.
And Jana wants to get Kevin back.
Mm-hmm.
No matter...
and is, like, obsessed.
Obsessed.
Like, really
creepy,
Glenn
obsessed.
Close level obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
And
so she convinces Daisy... sort of. Yeah. That Daisy will give Jana her baby if Jana won't testify, and then Jana Kevin will raise the baby and will be really happy.
And why did Daisy not realize, well, so what if Jana doesn't testify? Lauren still has enough.
I think she's just working Jana at the same time, waiting for her escape too.
Okay, yeah.
So... I think both Jana and Daisy were kind of playing each other the most that they could.
Yeah, okay. Neither of them very well.
And as soon as Kevin realized what was happening, that Jana was being manipulated mm-hmm. also. All of a sudden, he was like, all bets are off. I don't want this baby. Yeah,
forget it.
No
I'm
deal.
Done. Yeah.
Somebody else can raise it. You're mm-hmm. right. Because Daisy is just manipulating everyone.
Mm-hmm. And always will. And is never going to be out of this child's life.
Yeah.
You know, mother or no mother.
Because Kevin screwed this up himself.
Yeah.
By wanting the baby number one. But then yeah. he declared his love to Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe was like, I don't think, I'm not really into that. I thought we were just friends.
Right.
10 minutes later.
She changed her mind.
But in the meantime, Jana came over and Kevin screwed Jana on the living room floor and Chloe walked in.
Yeah, not good.
So, pushed Chloe away,
mm-hmm.
and then also made Jana think that...
she had a shot.
Yeah, it just made her even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice job, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's an ass.
I should have remembered that on Most Incompetent.
Yeah, well, and I was thinking about Kevin and Chloe as a couple being most, worst couple... simply because they've gotten together.
When they can't be together?
Well, why can't they just be friends? It just drives me insane that on television and in movies in general, you can't have a male-female friendship. You have to be a couple.
But there's that tension.
Yeah, and they were a couple. You know, why can't you just meet as friends and stay friends? You know, Malcolm and Phyllis kind of were going that direction, and then they cut that short.
Because I
kind
of thought what they were doing with Kevin and Chloe ended up being sort of a When Harry Met Sally thing.
Yeah.
Especially because what happened is that, like, he's pissy and mm-hmm. mopey and...
yeah, being a Kevin.
Yeah, and then she suddenly has this moment on New Year's Eve where she's sitting in her pajamas and she suddenly realizes, wait a minute, Kevin really is the one.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs to Jimmy's in her pajamas to go find him, and mm-hmm. there he is, and you know, they suddenly have this moment, like, as they're doing the countdown, they kiss and everything, and I just thought this is totally like When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah,
they
line for line.
Yeah. So I kind of thought, well, that's...
And you could see it coming from a mile away, and I do kind of like them as a couple anyway. It bugs me that no one can be friends with someone of the opposite gender.
Unless they're related.
Yeah.
And even still, sometimes.
Oh, that's more of a Noah passion wants story to do line. Abby, like, no one's business.
I know, whenever I see them together, it's like so hard for me to conceptualize
to remember that
they're related.
That they're nephew and auntie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of that is age, but still, mm-hmm. the way that they interact...
Agreed.
Yeah, so...
anyway, so... Jana visits Daisy constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so on New Year's Eve, Daisy does go into labor.
Mm-hmm.
And up to this point, Daniel has been like, screw this.
Yeah.
This baby is going to be adopted by somebody in Oregon State.
Right, yes. How far can we get from Wisconsin?
Yeah. And... so he's at a New Year's party with Abby,
mm-hmm.
and
as well he should be.
Jana is visiting Daisy. Daisy goes into labor. They call mm-hmm. Daniel, and what happens at that point?
Well, Daniel rushes over. Somehow they get in the car.
Oh no, Jana happened to witness while she and Daisy are on the way to the hospital. Jana witnesses Kevin and Chloe
kissing. That's right.
And is like,
sends her over the top.
She's like, forget it, I don't want this baby. Mm-hmm. She's gotta do something else to get Kevin. And so Daisy then takes the car.
Yeah.
And
drives she goes off
towards the old
amusement park / labor facility.
Mm-hmm.
And Jana smacks herself in the head.
Yeah.
With a log or
something to make her bleed.
Yeah.
And so Daisy goes off, and Daniel finds her
mm-hmm.
as she's in labor in the back seat of this, I don't know, SUV on the side of the road.
Right.
And he says, I knew, I just had a feeling you'd be here. It's by the old abandoned zoo.
Right, yeah. Where else could you go to have your baby? Sure.
Yeah, and she's just like, it's coming right now. We're not going to make it to the hospital. And he delivers the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he's holding the baby, and you're like, oh my god, he's going to want to keep it.
Yeah.
And she whacks him in the head.
With a flashlight. Yeah, she smacked him good.
Yeah, she did. And as it was happening, like, I was in the kitchen, like, making something, and I was like, oh, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. You know, like, I was really surprised by that one.
Oh, no, I saw that coming. Really? It was just like, she's not going to let her chance of escape.
See, I figured...
Nothing's going to get in her way.
I just figured he'd have the baby and she'd bolt. I don't know, something. But...
Yeah, okay. Well, and in her condition, of course, she's able to just, you know, deliver the afterbirth and, you know, get herself taken care of, as opposed to most women who can't even stand up after they've had a baby.
I was gonna say, I've never had a baby, but it just seemed suspect to me that she could whack him in the head with a flashlight, grab the baby, dump him out of the car in the snow, drive away...
No.
Drop the baby off at a church,
mm-hmm.
and then be on the run.
Right. Yeah. I suppose it's possible.
And she still looked pretty good.
That was not my experience. Just saying. And I had my baby in a hospital the way God intended. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of creative license. On that one. Yeah.
Anyway, written by men. Thank you very much.
So Daisy's on the lam.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Kevin's freezing in a snowbank.
Daniel,
sorry.
Yeah, and it's like Jack and Michael have a hunch as well. You know, so they discover him in the snow.
Yeah.
And he went to the hospital.
Has he been conscious yet?
He was conscious sort of in and out, I think, on Friday.
Okay.
Just a little bit, yeah. Okay. But he was like, sort of comatose for several days.
Yeah.
We all knew he was
And they had to
go.
Bring him, you know... hypothermia and warming blankets and all that.
Yeah.
The one scene that I did really like was he's still unconscious and Phyllis has been there hovering over him going berserk. And then Abby comes in wearing sweats and no makeup and maybe combed her hair. She looked fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Really, really liked that scene.
Yeah. Abby and Phyllis made peace at the same time. I didn't really realize they had much of, like, an antagonistic relationship, but they kept alluding to it, like, oh, they're finally friends, or they...
Well, because Phyllis was really opposed to Abby.
She's just sort of an angry mother-in-law.
Yeah, she doesn't like anybody, but she really didn't like
Abby
as much as she really didn't like Amber and, you know, anyone else that he's been with, so same kind of idea. But I think her main... complaint was she was too young.
Yeah,
I think that was part of it. Which,
agreed.
Okay, that's legitimate. Sure.
Yeah.
But then again, Phyllis is kind of one to talk.
Yeah. Agreed.
So.
So then it's like, well, what happens to the baby? Mm-hmm. Because Daisy left it in the church in Canada, right? Something like that. Like she'd just gone to the Canadian border.
Yeah. Which I don't know about Wisconsin. But I thought that there was that new federal law. I thought it was a federal law that you can leave a baby in a safe space and not get prosecuted for it.
Well, that's what I thought in the beginning.
But maybe that's a state-by-state thing.
Well, I think it is a state-by-state thing, actually. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
if not in the Midwest, then where?
I didn't think it mattered at that point for her. She was just like, she knew it was somewhere where she could just leave the baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, she knows she's getting prosecuted for everything.
Sure. Yeah.
So it didn't matter. But the baby doesn't get found by, like, a nun or anything like that. It's, like, this white trash guy.
Well, he's the caretaker.
Yeah, the caretaker. You know,
the church janitor.
Yeah.
Guy. Yeah, that I thought was kind of funny. I almost liked that better than if she had been found by a nun.
I kind of did, too.
You know, or a priest.
He sort of...
Brings her home.
Brings her home and sells her.
Mrs. Janitor. Yeah. For not very much.
I know.
That was the other thing.
$5,000 like, for a healthy white baby?
That's crazy. You could get at least twice that.
I thought at least four times that, personally.
Yeah, easily.
So I think I was watching that scene a little too close. Like, how much is he making off of this?
This is not a good way to pay off your student loans, people.
Yeah. Anyway, so he gives the baby to this woman, this contact, And her name is Primrose DeVille.
Yes, which is such a great name.
The name was given to her by her aunt Rose DeVille, who we know stole Nina's baby.
All those years ago.
Who was Ronan.
Right. Now,
small world.
Who's Ronan's father? Do we know?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right, listeners, get on it.
We know that.
We know he's dead. Okay.
Anyway,
so Primrose, I love her character.
I do too.
I know she's a short timer.
You know, as cheesy as it is, I was good for it.
Yeah. I love that actress whose name I don't think we ever did figure out who it is. Ellen something. But, yeah, she's been around for years and she's brilliant. So I'm glad that YNR has these contacts that they can just call in these amazing, brilliant people to do these little guest spots just for fun.
Yeah.
Because I think it's fun.
Yeah, I agree. And it's... although I think the storyline is just, like, way too coincidental small town.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so we have this baby. And at first I thought, okay, well, this is going to be another one of those ones where we just know Daniel has
a baby out there somewhere. Right. And she'll come back someday.
Yeah.
But just with everything with Daisy, happens in a shorter time frame. We thought Daisy would be gone for years before she came back, and it was really just a couple of months.
That's true.
So.
Yeah. Well, so in the meantime, Billy and Victoria, like, Victoria, you know, she'd lost her baby because of, you know, her fights with Victor.
Ordeal.
So she's gone to the doctor, and the doctor basically told her, sorry, you're never gonna have children again, and she's miserably depressed. And Billy's just trying to do anything he can to make it better.
Now, I don't understand why they didn't go the surrogate route, other than the fact that, okay, we just had Mac be the surrogate mother. I mean, are her eggs warped, or...
They never gave an explanation of any kind.
Yeah, a little too vague, but okay, fine. Sets up for...
For... This... What are we going to do with this baby?
Yeah. Oh, here's a baby to sell.
So, Billy goes to Rafe, and Rafe is like, I can't help you, I can't help you. And Billy pushes him for, 30 seconds. I know that you can help me out. We don't want to go through the red tape of adopting a baby. We don't want to thoughtfully choose the child we're going to raise.
No, right.
Just give me a baby.
I don't care where it came from, whose parents it is, any of that.
I put more thought into adopting a pet.
Right. Well, he puts more thought into buying shoes than he has put into how and where to get this baby. You know, it's insulting, really. Particularly because if anyone could afford to go through the process of adoption and have that be a really thoughtful storyline of how hard it is to adopt a baby, regardless of where you get the baby.
And it's expensive.
And it's expensive, and they have the money, and they have the resources. But no. Rafe says, here's a number. Call Babies R Us. And put in your order.
Yeah, and so he meets Primrose DeVille in, like, an old warehouse.
Well, of course.
And, you know, they've kind of gone back and forth. But essentially, he paid $2 million and brought home a baby.
Yeah.
And that's all we've seen. Like, that was Friday, the last scene was, like, Victoria's been really depressed. And and then here he is bringing home a baby. And I don't understand how this works, because... How do you just bring home a baby? Like, do you go to the doctor and the pediatrician and you're just like, here's our new baby. No questions asked.
Well, okay, I do know a couple who they were looking to adopt a baby. They were starting the process, and everyone who knew them knew that they wanted a baby. And that they couldn't have one of their own, so they were adopting. And someone from their church called and said, well, I know a woman who's about to have a baby, and she wants to put it up for adoption. Do you want this baby? And they were able to expedite it, and they really did get their baby, like, 2 weeks after...
Holy crap.
...the church had...
Okay.
...stepped in. So I think it is possible, but in terms of, that the next day...
Isn't there supposed to be, like, some documentation, or...
Well, a birth certificate would be nice. You know, I think if...
If
they had gone through the actual church and the actual... Because if the church had found the baby, they would have gone to Child Protective Services and said, okay, we found this abandoned baby, and then they would put that child in the system.
Yeah.
And it would go to a foster family, and you'd have to go through it that way. So for them to just
Maybe Primrose does that.
Maybe she does.
Because she did make a like comment like about documentation.
Okay, so for, like, she half probably has all those forged documents.
Okay,
making it look legitimate, and he's just going to be able to kind of brush it off and say, "Well, if we got lucky. We got so lucky. I mean, this baby just fell in our lap."
I am extremely curious to see how Victoria reacts to this one.
Yeah, because she could go either way.
Uh-huh.
She could go, "Oh my God, that's the cutest baby I've ever seen. Boom, I love it."
Yeah. Her. Or where the hell did that baby come from?
Have you done, Billy? This is not okay.
Without asking. I mean,
well, especially the without asking. I am not a person who likes surprises, just generally. And so if my husband suddenly brought home a baby, I'd be pissed. That is not the kind of surprise I would want.
It's interesting. And it's, I mean, and the whole thing, like, I read several things online by other people, or I think, like, on Daytime Confidential, where they were just like, the creator of the show is rolling in his grave because this is stupid.
Yeah.
And it's not really something Billy and Victoria where we would naturally believe them to go. It would make more sense that, you know, like you said, that they would go through the long process or...
Yeah.
Like, why do they need a baby this very moment? Why is that necessary?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's rushed and it's forced on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It just really feels false.
It does.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
Boo.
But that is essentially where the Daisy...
The Daisy Billy... baby went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. What next?
Should we talk about Cain and Lily?
Sure.
Okay. So, Lily doesn't have cancer. Yay! Instead, she's become the most annoying woman on Earth. She has nothing to do. She doesn't do anything.
She raises two babies. Isn't that a lot?
Yes, it's a lot, but we don't ever really see her doing that. She's just so tired enough. Yeah, it's just...
She's too perky.
She's too perky. She's not near... She should be wearing, you know, spit up upon clothes all the time and have a towel over one shoulder and... One of those babies would have gotten sick by now, and instead they're just happy, happy, joy, joy all the time.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Cain is trying to pay off the Australians. So, I think we talked about this last time. He created the identity.
Blake Collier.
For his mate.
Yes, mate.
His bloke, who apparently doesn't know his ass from his elbow, and so... Cain is having to do double the work, and he's doing it poorly and starting to get caught, finally.
Yeah.
That's taken much too long.
Well, I think, I mean, I like that, because a lot of times I think when people work for Jabot or Newman Enterprises, they're, like, so consumed with all this other crap, it's like, when are you getting your work done?
Right.
Hello?
True. Yeah.
So I do kind of appreciate that all of a sudden he's on the hook for... The fact that these reports aren't finished, and it is, like, the deadline,
what's going on? Yeah.
And so, and at one point, I think Lily really got on him and was like, what is going on with you? And he just thought it was interesting. It was very humbling for him to say, well, you know, for some people this really comes easy, but for me, I have to work twice as hard, and I get it done, but it takes me a long time. And that was his excuse, and then she felt bad, and
whatever. Yeah, because he has always kind of been the wunderkind of business, that he just has no background, no education, and yet he was able to run
companies. I'm going to be a CEO.
Sure, yeah, okay, fine. We'll just let you do that then.
Yeah. So, now he's basically, he was supposed to do some really big biodiesel report or something in the name of this Blake guy, and... When Neil and Sophia were about to present it to Tucker, they were going through the file, and they were like, oh my God, it's totally incomplete.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get a hold of Blake, obviously.
Yeah.
And so they called in Cain, and...
And Cain's scrambling around
to
fix his own bad work.
Yeah.
And cover up the fact that he doesn't know anything about this.
So he eventually just admits everything to Sophia.
Which I thought was kind of a dick move.
Really? Because I was like, just tell her just tell her.
Yeah, you know, there's that, but there's also, like, he told it to her not in terms of, I am confessing this, I've screwed up, you need to help me, you know, overcome this and resolve it, but you need to help me find a way out of it, that you need to help me fix it.
Okay.
You know, and it was like, it's not her.
Yeah, he put her on the line. He put her on the line,
yeah. And it was like, you know, that's not cool.
See, and I guess because, you know, we know Tucker, I just kept thinking, why don't they just go to Tucker and just explain it? Tucker will understand.
Tucker would understand, too.
But at the same time, he is like a CEO.
He's like Mr. Business Guy, and he understands things in life, but not so much when it comes to his business.
Well,
he's too ruthless.
I mean, in real life, they would be like, you're fired.
Yeah.
Out of here.
Yeah, you're done.
So, yeah. So anyway. In the meantime, this new Australian guy comes to town, an older man.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Colin?
Colin, right.
And he has immediately sidled up to Jill, and they have been...
doing it. Nonstop.
Yeah. But also going to dinner.
Yes, right. Also dating. Yeah, yeah. He's being kind of smooth. And I actually... have a prior connection to that actor.
Really?
Yeah, he used to be on General Hospital.
Oh,
when I was in college. Okay. Long time ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
He was a great actor. So let's see if he can do anything here.
Well, and they pretty much dropped it immediately that he's Kane's dad.
Right, yeah.
And that he's bad news and he was in
prison.
He's
a bad guy.
Because Kane ratted his own father out.
Right, and he's pissed.
Yes, and he is the one who sent this Blake guy to blackmail Kane and all this stuff. And
so he's like the Australian godfather figure.
He is.
Who's been in the pokey and now wants to get revenge on his son.
True. But there's something about him that just, to me, doesn't say, like, heartless evil.
No.
I feel like maybe he'll be a regular character.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a possibility for that, that he's not a one-shot.
And then I think he honestly likes Jill.
Yeah. What is that about?
I don't know. I don't feel like he's just playing her.
No,
I mean, he is using her to get close to Kane and Lily.
Yeah, but I think
he likes her.
I think he kind of likes her, too. And it's just like, and you know, you know my feelings about Jill and men. It's just gross. And
I kind of like them together.
If they're going to be together, I would like for her to finally find someone who's not using her or a complete dick. You know, so if Colin can turn out to be kind of good with Jill, great.
Yeah.
I don't think Jill's ever going to turn against Kane, though.
No.
So if he thinks that's going to happen, he's barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, well...
even if Kane's not her biological
son. It's like, I'm not really sure what Colin's deal is. Why is he here? Why is he secretly sort of half-hassling Kane just to make him uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, there must be a past that we don't know.
Does Kane know that he's there?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. Okay, I didn't see that.
They got introduced just a little bit, a glowworm,
mm-hmm.
and it was like they had that look like, we know each other, you know, but nobody else
knows. But
we
can't say anything.
And Lily loves Colin, and just the other day, even, Jill brought Colin over.
To see the babies.
To see the babies.
Yeah.
Kane was at work, and, you know, Colin was holding them, and so those are like his grandchildren.
Yeah.
And Kane had already said, you know, you come near my family, I'll kill you.
Right.
Something like that.
And he's just being like Mr. Proud Grandpa guy.
He is.
And the babies are so cute. That boy baby is adorable. I just want to give him little smooches every time I see him. And I don't always say that about the babies on the show.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know where they're going with this,
I
guess.
Yeah, I don't think they know. I think they're still kind of... playing it by ear to see if the character takes and, you know, if the fans seem to like him.
I guess, in my mind, I think Kane has been so stressed and so overworked that it's going to drive a wedge between him and Lily, and that Blake guy and Lily are going to get together. That's...
Oh, okay. I can see that. I can see that happening. Blake is all... too cozy with
him. Oh, he's so cozy.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't see the appeal of Lily, and I never really have, and so it's just kind of like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to cozy up to that? Huh.
Well.
Okay, fine.
She's good looking.
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, she's not bad looking, I don't think she's attractive.
So My husband says the same thing, but I think she's pretty. I almost chose her for best hair.
Oh, God, no.
Really?
No, you're wrong.
I mean, but 3/4 of the year she was wearing those dumpy hats.
Right.
So that's why she was off my list. But since then, I thought, I think she has excellent hair.
I don't care for her hair. Hmm. Again, it's bad weave.
I'm going to look like next time yeah. and really think about it.
Well, and the fact that her hair is that long this soon after having lost it all.
Well, no, she said it was extensions.
Okay, she did say it was extensions. Yeah. All right. I don't know.
I'm willing to believe it that way.
Yeah. I'm just really biased against her. There's very little I like about Lily.
I agree.
I make no secret of that. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to kind of see where they decide to take this, if it's going to be mm-hmm. in an interesting place. I would like to hear more backstory about why Kane
ratted his own dad out.
What did his dad do? Did his dad kill his mother? That might be interesting. Because now that
I'm sure Colin it's a giant misunderstanding, and then they'll be best buds in, like,
right.
3 years.
Yeah, yeah. That Colin, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that he's with his new mother, you know, yeah. would be a source of irritation. Okay. So, that could work.
And here's my other thing. I know that Philip has been off the show. Actually, I was going to say, I read a soap opera digest. I think it was last month.
Is he coming back again?
No.
Oh, never again?
But they had a sort of little expose on the actual actor. Mm-hmm. And, like, people can live their lives however the heck they want, and I don't really care. That's my disclaimer.
Where's the butt?
But it was like, it was almost like a Heidi Montag article about all the plastic surgery he's gotten.
He's had plenty, that's for
And
sure.
it was like, and he's like on record, he's got pictures in it and everything about mm-hmm. all, and it was like about how he needed this and this and this, and mm-hmm. it makes him feel better about himself, and, you know, this will help him in his career, and, mm-hmm. and I don't doubt that in Hollywood you definitely need some kind of plastic surgery yeah. to be competitive.
Yeah. But not to the extent that he's taken it.
It was totally like a Heidi Montag thing where yeah. it was like, this consumes your life mm-hmm. and
you're obsessed with it because you don't accept who you are because you're gay and...
Is that what it is?
I from the things that I've read yeah. by him, that he has a lot of self-loathing and all that stereotypical stuff, and it's like...
Yeah.
You know, dude, really?
It was a depressing little article. And from his perspective, it obviously is. And it's like, hey, check out these things I'm doing. And mm-hmm. I am proud of it. And I was just like, oh, I think this is sad, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, that's too bad.
So I don't think he's coming back. But I do mm-hmm. think, like, in terms of the storyline, the fact that he went to Australia to cover for Kane, maybe he should be most incompetent, because now
he's not doing a very good
boss
everyone
is in
finds
Genoa
him.
City, and Philip is still in Australia.
Yeah, and didn't have any trouble finding him.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of showed up last year and just said, the guys in Australia are coming back for you. Okay, gotta go. It's like, yeah. wow.
Totally.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anyway, next.
All right. Tucker and Ashley?
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot there.
Not much, yeah.
They've
been dating.
Did we talk about how Tucker and Diane slept together last time?
I think,
probably
yeah,
for her job
think,
interview. Or
yeah.
her job interview that never ended up happening.
Oh, I wanted to mention her as most incompetent, and I forgot.
Mm.
Because, really? You sleep through your interview?
You've got your phone out beforehand, you sleep through the interview. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Okay, so there you go.
Bang the boss and don't get the job.
Yeah, that's sad. That is a bad bang.
Yeah. So, Tucker and Diane had sex.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley knew. Or not Ashley,
no.
but
Abby
Abby knew.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any hard evidence.
Right.
But she pretty much gets it.
Yeah.
So, like, right around Christmas or something mm-hmm. like that, Abby went... She's, like, trying to bait Tucker.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out. She went over to Tucker's office. Did you see that? With the champagne?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what
it
is this?
It made me very uncomfortable.
Yes!
It was like, no, back away from...
She was...
Practically teenage girl.
Yeah, and he did.
Yeah.
I mean, she, like, tried to bring some champagne over mm-hmm. and basically, like, propositioned him, and he said, no,
yeah.
you should leave.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, darn it, foiled.
Right. Let me go find Daniel. He'll drink anything.
Yeah. So... Whatever. I mean, I think she's just trying to, like, reveal his indiscretion.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, Tucker and Ashley have gotten engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
And are kind of hiding it from people, but not very well, because she's got that huge ring on her finger. And she's flashing around.
Well, and they told Mrs. Chancellor.
Right.
Who's thrilled.
So, you know, Esther knows. And Esther will tell everyone.
All the chambermaids and butlers across Genoa City
Every service person in Genoa City...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
from the Esther Gazette.
But I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, at this point.
Okay. Ronan?
Ronan.
So last time, also, we had discovered Ronan was plagued with some illness.
Yeah.
That was making him...
But it's not Huntington's disease.
It's not!
Which is what it should have been, what and would hell? Make total sense. But no, instead he's got...
And dysendometriosis.
Which is a disease of the liver. Okay, fine. You know, there's a lot of those these days.
I was so proud of myself for thinking it was Huntington's, like connecting the dots of years.
Absolutely. Because that makes sense.
And I think whenever, I remembered it, and the writers didn't.
I think that that's very likely.
But maybe because Huntington's is, like, totally fatal. I mean, you're not and coming back is, from Huntington's.
Yeah, right. And it's long and debilitating, and, you know, it'd be like giving a character MS.
Yeah.
You know, that would just suck for that character for years.
Yeah.
So, at least this is...
Something...
Potentially quickly fatal.
And or quickly recoverable.
And quickly treatable.
So
if
Heather
only he would take the treatment.
If only.
God.
Yeah, Heather kept, like, she basically pumped him until finally he admitted what the problem was. Pumped him for information. And then he was like, but you can't tell anyone.
Yeah. Well
don't tell
sorry.
Heather anything.
Yeah, don't tell Heather. She's as bad as Esther.
Yeah. Because she... She just, anytime she'd get around Nina, she'd start crying.
Yeah,
Nina was like, what?
What? Is it what I'm wearing? Oh, that too, but...
Yeah. So basically she ended up breaking it to Nina, like, Ronan needs a liver transplant. If he doesn't get it, he's gonna die, but he doesn't want me to tell you. And Nina was like, oh my god.
I have a liver.
And then she got it tested and it wasn't
a match.
And it doesn't
fit. Ha ha. Worst mother ever.
So in the meantime, they, like, have started, they're building the case against Owen Pomerantz.
Right.
Right?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? We all know he's bad news. But they have a superstar secret witness, which we all know is Chance.
I wonder who it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, if it's not Chance, I'm going to be thrilled.
Biggest shocker of 2011.
It would be so great if it's not Chance.
You're right. But you know it is.
Of course it is. Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah. So
that's boring.
It is really boring. You're right. Anyway.
Well, and Heather, or Nina, went to Ronan and said, I'm here to give you my liver, and I won't take no for an answer. And I was just like, gross.
Yeah. And but then it won't even work anyway.
Yeah.
So we know that I think they're going to bring Chance back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's likely, and I think it's
because
likely
because I think everybody was
liver.
Surprised that Chance was gone, and it's like, oh, you're in the witness protection program for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Of course you're going to come back. I wonder if it's going to be the same Chance, though. Or if they'll have a new Chance actor. Which I think...
Very
I might
point.
Be ready for a new Chance, and it'll be, you know, we'll just start fresh and hope for better. Because, you know, I was really on the Chance train for so long, and then I finally got kicked off when it was just unbearable.
And stupid.
You know, so I either want original Chance to come back, who was a strong, smart character, or bring in a new actor and a whole new day for
Which
Chance.
Which could, you know, it could be interesting a little bit down the line, as now that Chloe and Kevin are sort of like a couple.
Yeah. Well, and that Ronan and Heather are kind of a couple too, aren't they? Aren't they doing it?
I don't know what is up with them, but I do not like it. I am not okay with whatever. I am speechless.
Yeah, yeah. It's not.
Don't force this stupid romantic wannabe relationship.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Now, Ronan and Cricket, I could see. And that's what
ooh,
I want to happen.
Yeah, okay. I can see that happening.
Because she's also competent. We've discussed this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it just makes more sense.
Yeah, and given that, you know, they could have had a history together and all that stuff. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would go along with that.
Okay. So, okay. And that's about where it's left off for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ronan needs a liver.
Yeah.
Or
part of a liver. Not the whole
something.
thing. But yeah.
Okay, so
All right, so when we left...
The main storyline here.
Yeah, the big gun.
So let's talk about Sharon.
Sharon and Adam.
Last time we talked, Sharon had just gotten engaged to Nick.
Right.
And on Thanksgiving, basically, she decided she needed to go to New Orleans to clear her head.
Right.
And sort of come back and...
Yeah, and everything would be fine.
And Nick was, like, not okay with it.
Was an ass about it.
But essentially, at the last moment, he just was like, fine, just go.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay home and suck and play video games by myself.
Yes. So she goes to New Orleans. Meanwhile, Adam figures out that's where she's going. And he kind of half stalks her and goes down there.
Yeah.
And...
I don't think any half about it.
Sure. Well, he's not staring at her through a keyhole.
All right. Okay. That's he was very open about it, actually. He just basically went up to her and he said,
yeah, she had this whole day of soul searching in New Orleans.
Right.
And went to a fortune teller.
A fortune teller.
And,
essentially... the cemetery. They hit all... If you could have, you know, the cheesy checklist of what to see in New Orleans.
Well.
This was your couple of shows.
Yeah.
Because they did everything.
Yeah.
That you would, you know, it was like, ugh.
Sure.
I found it irritating. It was like, you can't do anything that's not out of the French Quarter.
Well.
It's a whole rest of the city to see. There's.
Yeah.
Other things happening than...
It had to be
creepy
kitschy.
Voodoo lady. Yeah, it was way kitschy.
Because, we'll get... When we start talking about Hawaii,
okay,
I got
yeah.
all sorts of
yeah.
opinions
yeah.
on that
okay.
one.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, so yeah, when she's at the graveyard, cemetery, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam just walked up to her. She was like, you followed me. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else was I going to do?
Yeah.
And then, like, they made out.
Yeah. Which is, I think, distasteful, really. It's tacky.
Oh, come on.
It's tacky. You don't make out in a graveyard. That's just disrespectful.
Well, you don't make out in a graveyard in front of, like, your grandma's grave, but, I mean, if it's nobody you know, does it really matter? It's
yes,
not like...
I think it's disrespectful.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
If that ever
comes up. Don't make out on my grave, would you? I'd really appreciate that.
So anyway, then...
So then they go and have, like, a couple of really nice days of carefree, lovely sex, and...
And just touring the city.
Just touring the city and doing some, you know, funeral walks, and...
Yeah.
That was just like, really?
It was, yeah.
Oh, God.
I forgot about that.
Okay. It was bad. But I liked them during those couple of days.
I did too.
Because they were like the way they were in the beginning,
yeah.
back when they went to the Bahamas or wherever it was,
yeah.
way a long time ago.
It's like a year ago.
Yeah, and they were on the same page, and they knew what they wanted, and they were going to have a nice life together.
And they were kind of just blocking out all the other crap.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at home, Sky is suddenly missing, and then her blood is all over the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Victor pulls his money out of the hedge fund. The hedge fund is
collapsed.
And
Jack is pissed because now he's screwed.
Yeah, he's out of all his money.
And he props it up. He kind of takes over the hedge fund and says,
yeah,
you know, here, put $20 million in it to keep it going.
Totally.
And calls all the other investors and says, it's a little setback. Don't worry about it. It's
yeah.
under control. You know. Tries to save it as best he could, which I thought was kind of admirable and competent of Jack.
Strangely, yes.
I was like, whoa, look at Jack, okay.
Ponying up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, everybody thinks Adam killed Skye.
Right.
Because her blood is, like, in the hotel room and she's gone.
Yeah.
And Nick decides that Adam has gone to New Orleans to kill Sharon or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not exactly sure what he thought Adam was doing.
I think he just thought he needed to...
Protect her.
Put his handcuffs on Sharon.
Yeah.
So he goes down... Nick goes down there with Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, pathetically combing the city with
a
picture.
Oh, God, that was just sad.
It was just so lame. Have you seen this woman? I think she might be with a murderer.
Yeah,
and it's
she's
like,
in danger. It's
really?
Like, if some guy came up to me and said that... I would call the police on that guy.
Yes!
Not on, you know, if I had ever seen that woman before.
It just felt like Nick was stalking her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was much more creepy than
yeah.
Adam was.
Yeah! And Michael's just like his lackey, just
yeah.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, Phyllis, who wants to write a story for Restless Style, mm-hmm. and she goes down there on her own and is also combing the city, you know, trying to figure out what the story is. And as Sharon and Adam are sort of, like, I don't know, making out doing in front of the carousel, mm-hmm. or I think she was actually saying, maybe this isn't going to work, sorry.
Right, yeah, no, yeah, because she did kind of break up with him at one point and say, you know, it's been really nice, but...
And they were like,
this isn't realistic. Yeah.
Nick and Michael all of a sudden see.
Come around the corner. Ooh.
And I have to give props to Nick because he saw that and he went straight up to her and he said, it's over. We're done.
Yeah. And you he's pretty bitch. Much stuck with that.
Yeah. He has wiped his hands of Sharon.
Yeah, finally.
And it feels very authentic.
Nice. It's overdue.
Yeah. So Nick and Sharon are so, like, over.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they arrest Adam mm-hmm. at that same moment.
Right.
For the murder of Skye, although they have no body.
Or jurisdiction. Really.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And he gets shipped back to Genoa City, and mm-hmm. he's been in prison. Or not in prison, I'm sorry, jail.
In jail.
A jail cell.
Yeah.
And Sharon has decided that she's going to help clear his name,
mm-hmm.
which nobody really believes. But they
yeah.
essentially track down, they think Skye's faked her death. They track her down that she went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which she did.
Okay,
Victor rushed her off there.
And it's too bad that they spend all this money to go to New Orleans, but they don't spend all the money to go to Hawaii.
Thing.
It's like, okay, you have a limited budget, I get it. And clearly you get to go one place every year.
Yeah.
And you make it always a high ticket place. But someday I would love for them to just go to Des Moines. Or, oh, be sure to watch this week as we're in Nebraska.
Hey, I like Kansas. They could go to Kansas. And
there
I
you go. They could go to Kansas.
But I enjoyed that they were in Hawaii mm-hmm. while I was on the same island.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah. Even though they weren't really, but okay.
Yeah, even though they weren't. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the what's his name? Koa's?
Oh, I don't know.
Beach shack, snack shack place.
I mean, I understand that they have sets and they have to just sort of
recycle what you've got.
Yeah,
it's the same sets that they use for Jamaica.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, and they take away all the Rasta stuff and put in Hawaiian themed things.
Totally, I get it. You know, I'm not gonna argue about it, but I almost felt like I could clear something up for viewers in that, so basically Sharon goes to this little general store mm-hmm. near the volcano.
Yeah.
Which really is a volcano.
Oh, yeah. And it is an active volcano.
Yeah.
Has been for years.
And, she's just trying to track down Skye, and she's not doing a very good job, but we all know she's in the right place, because mm-hmm. Skye's been paid off by Victor to not talk about it.
Right.
And she decides to go on this nighttime volcano hike with, mm-hmm. you know, this group. And as they're, like, walking, she kind of loses the group and comes across Skye. How coincidental.
Yeah.
Awesome. Truly, truly awesome.
It kind of reeks of the Brady Bunch. Goes to Hawaii episode.
It does. You're right. I mean, granted, Hawaii's not a big place, but...
But really?
But really. Anyway, so she finds Skye and she's like, oh my god, you're not dead, and Adam is... being honest, and mm-hmm. she tries to take a picture, and they fight over the camera,
mm-hmm.
and Skye falls over the edge of the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit, I've never been to the crater of Kilauea. I haven't been there.
But yeah, I've been there.
Have you been to the crater?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it...
It's...
Tell me.
Well, you could fall in.
Okay.
But you wouldn't fall into, you know, hot, steamy magma. Or lava.
Okay.
You would fall down the side of a cliff. And that in itself would probably kill you.
Okay.
Because, you know, you come in through the bowl. But...
That scene was just a little bit too much like Episode 3 Star Wars for me. I was like...
Yeah.
Skye's gonna come back as, like, Darth Vader.
Right. Well, it kind of reminds me of Joe versus the Volcano. That horrible Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks movie.
Okay.
Shades of that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But what I would say is, for those who are like, oh, they would never let people get close to lava or blah,
no,
blah.
No, I think you can
get... I have totally gone, not where the crater is, mm-hmm. but I have been within inches of, like, lava just seeping
just right
out.
There.
And you're
yeah.
like, I remember being, like, 16 years old and mm-hmm. being like, where the hell is the park ranger?
Right.
They should be roping
should
this
I,
off.
Yeah, should I be this close to
there
that?
Are children running around in the dark around jagged black lava rock, and mm-hmm. the lava is seeping out in giant,
yeah.
giant pools.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, no, it's a fend for yourself kind of environment.
In a way, I could see her falling into some
mm-hmm.
lava
yeah.
from a personal perspective.
Yeah, no, I think of all the, you know, girl falls into a volcano storylines, this one could actually happen under those circumstances. It's still
yeah.
funny.
It was, yeah, and
it's
I
still
mean,
very soap opera.
I texted you. I was
yeah.
like, cause I think we were going to podcast sometime soon or something,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh my god, are you watching this? Sky just fell in a volcano.
Yeah.
And when you put it like that...
It just sounds so ridiculous, but I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, frankly.
I am
in the
too.
Real world, you know, because they don't have any safeguards.
No.
You can't.
When
you know?
I was there, like, I remember, actually, this young, like, 10-year-old girl, she was wandering around with her hands totally bleeding, and it's, like, totally dark, and
mm-hmm.
it reeks like sulfur, and it's, like,
yeah.
a bazillion degrees, and you're near nothing.
Yeah.
And... I was like, are you okay? And the girl was like, I can't find my dad. And I happened to have some, like, Band-Aids and stuff
mm-hmm.
in my backpack, and I wrapped her up. But really, she'd just been walking around and totally tripped, like,
and
a couple inches
her.
From the lava.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a particularly safe place to go
no.
hang out.
So, okay. You know, whatever. But then she immediately goes back and calls the police,
mm-hmm.
and the police... don't believe her at all.
Yeah.
What do you mean somebody fell in the volcano?
It's totally safe up there. Shut up, Hallie.
It just seems like...
I did kind of want there to be a 5-0 crossover, though.
I know!
It's like, where's Grace Park?
Thing.
Come on.
Yeah.
That
would have
been super awesome.
So then she goes back to Genoa City, and everybody thinks she's a big old phony.
Right, yeah.
And...
liar.
She just sort of manages to pique Jack's interest.
Yeah.
Because he... in a way, really cared for Skye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he and Skye, given the right opportunity, could have, you know...
been a nasty, gross couple that I wouldn't have wanted to see any more than I already did see. But
right,
yes,
but,
you're right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes with... and I just totally
cracked up. Oh, God,
the
scenes of Jack in Hawaii are so bad.
But you know what? I went, oh, my God, like, that is exactly
that's
the tourist
exactly,
I saw.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah. I mean, the outfit
with,
he had
yeah.
on. He's wearing, like, cargo shorts
I've never
and a
seen
t-shirt.
Him in anything like that before.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, oh, my God, look at him. Where did he get those clothes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the airport. All right, fine. when he was trying to speak pigeon...
oh, yeah.
To the guy.
When he was, like, calling
people
bra?
It was like, no! God! That is just... And, yeah, you're right. There are people like that all over Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you go, you'll see people just that age, just that kind of... oh, yeah.
I was thinking
right
of my
in.
Dad.
Well, there you go.
Every time there's a street sign, my dad's like, you know...
trying
oh,
to read
the come ola in ola he... Yeah, I'm like, Dad, shut up.
Yeah, right. It doesn't flow naturally at all.
But, I, yeah.
Yeah, that was super entertaining.
Anyway, so, but he found evidence.
He did. He went to, I don't know, how did he find the shack? I guess some...
he found some
surfer dude.
Some surfer dude who totally was way too pale to be a surfer dude.
Oh, yeah, way too pale. And the big Hawaiian guy behind him was way too timid and saying, shut up,
yeah.
shut up.
Yeah.
You know, he would have grabbed the surfer dude and just thrown
you're
him out.
You're talking too much, get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And instead, he's just, like, waiting for another phone call.
Island style.
I guess.
Nobody really gives a shit about anything.
Yeah. Eh, it's all good.
Yeah, so...
no, I want Hawaiian food. Damn it.
Jack, yeah, he basically found enough evidence. He found
mm-hmm.
Skye's key ring
mm-hmm.
that we all knew was hers.
Yeah.
And a bottle of perfume. And
which,
where she had been living.
And
is,
her perfume bottle with the little squirty thing. No.
No.
No. No.
No.
I know he says it's been off the market for years and...
no.
You know, it was her signature scent, and I was just like, not in that little squirty
no.
kind of bottle.
No.
No way.
No. I agree with you. So then he comes back to Genoa City. Adam mm-hmm. has been released on all charges. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like everybody's like a dog with a bone on figuring out how Victor is involved.
Right, yeah. And we know Victor's involved because he calls the big Hawaiian guy and they have this, the lamest code ever.
It's like a proverb or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was just like, wow, really? That's the best you could come up with for a code word? Heh, okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
International spy of mystery, you're not.
Well, and, you know, we probably should talk about Victor just really briefly mm-hmm. about his Christmas moment, you know?
Yeah.
Where, you know, every Christmas they have to do
some kind of ripoff of some classic tale.
Yeah.
This year it was Scrooge.
And I didn't mind it, you know, they do it every year, it's just their thing. But it was like Hope came to him, and mm-hmm. Sabrina came to him, and, mm-hmm. and they showed him what life was going to be like, and he was a miserable old Scrooge, and mm-hmm. everybody...
What is he now?
Well, and I thought, oh my god, he's going to have a moment where he suddenly changes, because he did end up going to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Had happy family time.
Everyone just was like... fallen all over themselves about it, and I was just like, what, because he condescends to come to your Christmas? That is almost more rude than staying away.
I guess.
You know?
But, I mean, the fact that he showed, everybody was like, holy crap, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been just as ruthless and stupid as ever.
Yeah, he hasn't changed his behavior at all.
No.
Except for that one, hey, look at what a nice guy I am moment.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem selfless at all.
No.
And I was like, well, that's... not learning the lesson, then, are you?
He did not learn his lesson, I don't believe.
No.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because some of the scenes with Victor, it was like, it was some of the memories of him as a kid being mm-hmm. left at the orphanage.
Yeah.
And...
you would think that that would...
I mean, they're,
slap
you
him
know,
upside the head a little bit, but...
I liked how the version of him at, like, 16 was, like... some kid with a Justin Bieber haircut.
Right, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, and a poorly, like, formed Austrian accent.
Right, yeah. It's like, no, I don't think so.
Mm.
Not so much.
Yeah. So.
But he'll never get caught. I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Know.
And did they ever find Skye's burned and charred and
I don't think
bodies,
they go down
so...
to that volcano and really look for things very often.
Yeah,
so
who knows? Maybe,
like,
she survived.
She's a Drusilla at this point.
Yeah, she's a Drusilla.
Yeah.
You know, you fall off a cliff or into a volcano,
mm-hmm.
you can be pretty sure. But, you know, I hold by the soap opera code. If you don't see the body in the coffin,
even
you're not
you
really dead. And even when you do,
yeah,
look at Philip.
Yeah.
He wasn't really dead.
Totally.
So...
yeah. Wow, we just wrapped up a whole lot
in a little time.
Less than an hour.
Yay.
Good for us.
Hooray. More mimosas.
Yeah. So, don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or find us on Facebook. You just have to search The Young and the Restless Recap. Because that's a good spot where we have conversations about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And share links.
Yes.
So we will see you next time.